Today, we're going to talk about challenges revolving dealing with difficult customers.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
I'm often asked how to deal with difficult customers. If you haven't experienced difficult customers yet, you're certain to do so sometime during your business. For each one of us, it's going to be different. Each one of us is going to have different types of pain points when it comes to difficult customers. So I'm going to talk about what I consider a difficult customer, and I'm going to tell you a story about a customer of mine that I consider very difficult. You have to identify what is considered a difficult customer for you and in dealing with that customer accordingly. So I'm going to tell you about a customer that I had that I think you're going to agree was a difficult customer. So when we first picked up this client, the first thing that she complained about right off the bat was the pricing. And I knew right then and there that it was not going to be a good fit, but I still made the decision to try to please her, which was quite frankly a mistake. The complaints kept piling on. The next time we were there to do a visit, she just wasn't happy with the service because instead of raking up the leaves with a rake, she wanted us to actually use a broom. Have you ever heard of that? The next thing with her was we had to chase her money. She was never on time. We always had to chase her money. We had to call several times to get payment. It just wasn't a really good situation, and it's not something that you want to deal with. The next thing that she started complaining about is that my guys were too efficient, too fast. And that bothered her. That bothered her because she wanted to make sure that they were there long enough and she got her money's worth, even though the job was done and the job was done well. To me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Enough was enough. And the best thing for me was to make sure that my crew was taken care of and our business was going in the right direction. And having her as a customer was not a good fit. So we ended up firing her as a customer. That's just one type of difficult customer to deal with. You're going to have different circumstances where you're going to have to deal with difficult customers. And at some point, you're going to have to make a decision what's right for your business. So I encourage you to keep focused on what your values are and making sure that your business is going in the right direction. Sometimes customers aren't always right, and sometimes we have to make a decision to part ways in order to make sure our business is going in the right direction. So I encourage you to really evaluate what's working and what's not in your business when it comes to customers like this. So that's just one example of dealing with a difficult customer. You have to make sure that you're doing the right thing for your business and you're not being held hostage by one bad customer. Because here's what I've found. When you have a bad customer, it ruins your day. It ruins your employees' day. Imagine being out there dealing with this customer, having her tell your guys or tell yourself how to do your job the right way. You already know how to do it and you know how to do it right. You don't need one customer out of hundreds of customers telling you how to do it this way. Make sure you stick to your guns. Make sure that you understand what your business is and how you want it run. That's why you're in business for yourself after all. Another customer comes to mind. This was a lawn that we were doing the lawn fertilization and weed control. This lawn was just in perfect condition. You would be lucky to find one weed. What? If this customer did find one in their lawn, they were on the phone calling us and letting us know and making sure that we came out and resprayed that one weed. At some point, you have to make a decision whether or not this customer is a good fit for you or not. For us, it wasn't a good fit. For us, this was just not a profitable account. For us, they had the best lawn in the neighborhood, but yet we were spending too much time going out and doing resprays for only one weed. So in this particular case, what we did was we had to make the decision to justify the difficulty level of this customer. And the way we did that is by increasing their price. What this does, and you can do this for mowing or any other kind of services that you wish. What this does is if they're a difficult customer, at least you're getting paid for that difficulty. If they cancel, that's all good too. That's one way to get rid of a difficult customer without having them get upset at you. If they decide to stay on, great. You're making more money and you have this, what I would say, a little bit of taxation for a customer that's difficult. So make sure that you're evaluating each and every one of your customers on a regular basis and making sure those customers are profitable. If they're not, then you have to do one or two things. Raise their price or simply get rid of them. A lot of the times, by raising the price, they'll take care of their own and they'll go away without any problems. I hope this information was helpful for you today. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to engaging with you in the next podcast. See you next time, Lawn Care Pros.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.